God bless you, everyone. Radio. God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Miller. We're here back on October 5th on Dirty Church Radio, where I am the host and the co-host. It's our brother Aaron Spradley. Today's topic, we'll be talking about God versus man, or man versus God. Who wins? So we're just talking about different things that may be taking place in life. You know, how do we view God? How do we look at God? And how do we look at man? Do we look at man as his intellect? A lot of times, see, like, man thinks his intellect is greater than God because he can see his intellect. He can read a book, and he can touch that book. Or with scientists, when they, you know, create things, he can actually see it with his physical eye. But he can't see God, so he can't get no understanding because he may look at God as something that's invisible that he can't touch. So it doesn't seem real to him. So it's hard for him to grasp that there can be a God. So he lives his life living off of everything that he can see, and that completely wipes out faith. He may have see no reason to even have faith because God to him is like a mystery, an invisible being that doesn't exist, and he gives all the credit to himself. But me, on the other hand, I believe there's a God. I believe that God has given every man the measure of faith. And I believe when we go through different trials, as time, you know, goes on, I believe that different things in life that we face tries to chip at our faith and make us give up on our faith. Because there are so many things living in this life that we can't explain. We can't understand, and things like that is just so critical. For instance, the world that we're living in now is so much wickedness. We have people that are starving. We have people that are, you know, going to prison, committing all types of crimes, and just so much wickedness and tragedy that's taking place. And with man's intellect, he would actually probably ask the question, well, if there is a God, why would God allow all of this stuff to happen? If he's so great, why would he allow this to happen? So then that man would probably use that as an excuse not to believe in a God like that, because he'd be like, well, I don't want to believe in a God that will allow children to starve in a country. I don't want to believe in a God that would allow children to be murdered. I don't want to believe in a God that will allow my wife to leave me. I don't want to believe in a God that would allow me to lose my job. I don't want to believe in a God that would allow me to lose my home and my finances, and now I'm struggling. Why did that God allow this to happen? And there's so many things where people, you know, justify in their own mind where they try their best to destroy the actual purpose of God. And it's hard for them to get understanding from a God like that. But I'm just waiting for a few callers to call in and just hear your intake on God versus man. Man versus God, who wins? Who wins to you? Who do you believe in more? Do you believe in man more? Do you believe in God? I need to hear your opinions. Call in. 773-897-6319. Again, 773-897-6319. I'm looking to hear from you. I am looking to hear from you. And if you have any questions, you can call in and ask if you have any insight. Come on, hit me up. We're here waiting right now for you to call in. Well, anyway, I'm going to start. We're going to go to the scripture. We're going to go to a scripture in the Bible. If you'll bear with me for 1 second, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians. What is it? Yeah, 1 Corinthians. The first chapter, starting at the 24th verse, down to the 29th verse. Matter of fact, we're going to start at the 22nd verse and read to the 29th verse. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. One thing about this, man, I've learned about God, and just the time that I've been here on earth is that God is not going to do things according to the way we think he's going to do them. The longer you live, you'll see that God works through so many different ways, so many different scenarios that it's hard for you to actually grasp what it would be. I'll tell you one thing about a lot of this. God is worthy of all praise. Regardless of what we may think, what we may know, what we may learn, God is worthy of everything. He is worthy of everything. In spite of what you may go through or what you may experience in this world, never allow your own encounters with life to make you feel like you're greater. You can never be greater than God. God is all-knowing, all-powerful. And he's full of love, but God has wrath too. He has judgment. And a lot of people, you know, people don't want to really hear that God has judgment or God, you know, he has a wrath. Everyone wants to just to hear, you know, if there is a God, he's love. He's going to be nice about everything. He wouldn't allow this and that. But you got to understand, man, I believe that man needs to really talk from the creation realm instead of talking from the creator realm, because you're not the creator. Even if you created or made a baby, without God, that would not be possible. And I believe it's time in this season, man, for this world to get better. It's going to take this world, mankind, to start recognizing and respecting the creator. The creator. And just to do a plug in real quick, if anyone is out here listening right now, you're trying to call in, or if you go to Blog Talk Radio and you're trying to get in, when you go online, when you go onto Blog Talk Radio, type in Dirty Church Radio, and that will put you right to the page. And you'll see Minister J. Miller, and you'll see the topic, Man vs. God, Who Wins. And you can click on right there, or you can call the number, 773-897-6319. 773-897-6319. We're here talking today about man versus God. Why is it in this life we live, it seems like there's a great competition? You know, man thinks that he can win. Man thinks he tries to win without God. He tries to do so many things without the Father, without God Almighty. And then when he fails those things, he asks, well, where is God in all this? Well, first of all, you got to put God in the beginning. Don't look for God to tap in when you didn't include him in the beginning of your journey. It's time for us to let God, consult God about everything and not waste God's time, you know. It's time for us to include God in our lives, in our families, in our marriage, you know. And I believe if we do that, it'll make things a lot better, a whole lot better, a whole lot better. Come on out there in Radio Land. If there's anyone out there, man, that you can have some intake, impart something in someone's life, mention a great point, an idea, call in. Call in. Hello.
How are you, Jay?
What's going on, Brother Aaron Spradley? How you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We on here today, everyone. This is the co-host of Dirty Church Radio, Brother Aaron Spradley. If you want to, for a moment, he can tell y'all a little bit about himself if he wants to right now.
A little bit about myself. My name is Aaron Spradley. I am 32 years old. If you're actually looking at the Blog Talk Radio picture right now, that's actually me in the picture with Jay. I'm actually the pit bull that he's holding. He has to make sure he has to keep a chain on me at all times, because you know, I'm liable to bite something if he takes me off that chain. That's a little bit about myself. So what's the conversation today?
Well, today, man, we're talking about man versus God. Who
man
wins?
Man
versus God. And I know we can go many ways with that. Before you called in and clicked on the line, I was just, you know, talking about, you know, every person in this world has their own idea or perception of what God is, or if there's a God. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I believe even within the same organization or same denomination. For instance, let's say a Christian church, you would have 50 people in that same church. that believe the same way, but I'm quite sure every single last one of them have their own perception of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are a lot of, I would say, a lot of definitions of God to those who actually believe in him, her, it, them, or what, you know, have you.
Why does it always seem like there's a great competitive thing between man's intellect and the perception of God?
Because God will always be something that will never have an answer to it. And because it's such a broad question that most likely will probably be never answered in our lifetime, everybody has their own perception of their God. So, and who are you to basically tell me that my God is wrong? And who am I to tell you that your God is wrong? So
okay.
I believe that's why.
So do you believe that's how there are so many different religions? That's how there are so many different splits, so much division amongst church and organized religion or independent religion? Is that the reason why it's divisions? Because there are so many different scenarios of perception of what God is or who he is?
Of course, yeah. Like for instance, you refer to God as him, he. There may be people who actually refer to God as her,
as her.
He. There may be some individuals who refer to God as them. There may be people who actually refer to God as themselves. So some people may refer to God as it. So you know, there are a lot of perceptions of God, because the definition is so broad. There is not one particular definition of a God. There isn't. People may more fundamental believers may actually believe in a particular set God. But then you have other type of people who may see God as being something totally different. And I'm only talking about people who actually believe in God, so.
Okay. I got you. You know what? I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what? That's
Did you hurt yourself when you were thinking?
No, I'm not going to hurt myself, not while I'm thinking. But I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, yo, you know, I believe in God, you know. I believe in God.
Somebody might ask you, which God would you believe or do you believe in? Do you accept?
Which God do I? Well, I accept the God that I believe in. I believe he's the God of all mankind. The God that I believe in, I just don't trap that God inside of Pentecostal church, a Baptist church.
Yeah, but to be more, not to be as broad as you're being right now, to be more specific of which God do you believe in? There's many types of gods, and a lot of people claim that their God may be the God of all creation. Which God do you refer to? I'm taking a guess out there. Is it the Christian, the Judeo-Christian God?
I'm preferring to the God who calls the God of Isaac, Abraham.
The God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. That's the Judeo-Christianity God. Yes,
that's the God that I serve. But check this. I hear where you're going. But the same way that someone can question the God that I serve,
mm-hmm.
or someone who doesn't believe in that, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Who doesn't believe in that God, right? I don't believe the God that I serve. I really don't get caught up in a competition of the God I serve. Is better than your God. I don't get caught up in that, because a lot of people come up through different experiences, and they're raised different. They're raised mm-hmm. in different households, different upbringings. I do believe the God that I serve is the true and living God. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. And that's not something that I even have. I believe it to the point where I won't sit here and argue it because I don't feel as though I need to argue it because, I mean, that's what I believe. And I don't knock anyone because my thing is like this. I believe the main thing that I believe or that I believe would be a great thing for mankind to do is to first recognize that there is something greater than yourself.
Well, you are kind of given, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're kind of given a false, representation
what?
Of yourself.
What
That's
you
what you're giving
about?
Right now.
A false reputation of myself.
Yes, you are giving yourself a false.
How are you saying that? Where you come from with that?
Well, the reason why I say that is because if you believe in a specific God, which is, like I said, the God of the Bible.
Yes,
that's
the God that I believe in.
Okay.
I believe
well,
in that God, yes. I believe in the God
believe,
of the Bible.
If you do believe in that God, then for you to be so broad and say, you know, you don't necessarily care about what other gods or, you know, what other gods people serve, or you're not necessarily in competition.
No,
you're not.
Because it's not a competition.
No, I know. You're not in competition in that way. You're not in competition that way. But
I'm not in competition at all.
No, I know. Exactly. Of course there is no competition because you believe that your God is the true and living God over all gods. So when you come off like that and saying that there is no competition, and you know you don't care about, you know, any type of other God, but your God is the living true God, then you're kind of putting off saying, well, if there are any other gods that people believe, that's not the true God. My God is the only true God.
No. Listen to you. See, you're failing to realize one thing, sir. It's like this. When I take a deep breath, right, I'm taking mm-hmm. a deep breath. Like, you can't breathe for me.
Correct.
So I believe that my God is the true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
I can only think and breathe for myself. All right? But just because I believe that, I don't go around kicking people and stomping them and destroying them because the God that I serve represents love. You know what I'm saying? I don't just go.
Yeah.
Yes, he does represent love. And
I won't say he doesn't represent love.
Yeah, he represents love. What you're trying to say
that's
is this
not
is
the
what
only
you're
thing
trying to say
that the God of the Bible represents.
No, first of all, let's go there. First of all, God represents many things. All right, God has different angles that he come from.
And
God,
let's be clear on this. We're talking about the God of the Bible. We're not talking about any other God. We're talking about the God of the Bible.
No, listen. We're talking about the true and living God.
See, no. You have to be specific. You have to be specific because there are people out there who would be listening or who may be listening that won't necessarily accept your God as the true and living God.
But listen. You got to understand one thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about them accepting or me denying what they believe. My thing is like this, all right? My thing is like this. You, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you may not believe the way I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you believe or the God that you believe in, can that God, what you believe in what you believe and what I believe, can we still have conversation? Can we still treat each other nice? Can we still respect each other? Does what I believe and what you don't believe have to make me get disrespectful with you because I don't believe the way you believe? Or if you don't believe my God the way I believe him and I don't believe in your God the way you believe him, if
yes,
we don't
and,
agree?
And I actually do. Today, just to let everybody know, I'm actually playing the devil's advocate. This is my role on this show. This is my role to actually.
Is it your role? Is it a false role or a true role?
This is my role on blog.
Can you answer the question?
No, you know why I won't answer the question? Because I believe my faith is my business and my privacy. Since we are on air, blogtalkradio.com, I would not want to be put in a position where I am being judged if my beliefs and the way I actually view situations may be offensive to people. Excuse me?
Will you judge me?
Will I judge you in what sense?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, Showtime?
Hey, man, I'm calling in on the radio show. What's going on? I'm listening in on your conversation.
Hey, Showtime, what's going on?
What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good and blessed, man.
Hey, man, everything is everything, man, like I say.
Yo, you know we on here, we're talking about man versus God. Who wins? And we're talking about the different scenarios of, you know, you may believe God of the Bible. Someone else may believe Buddha. Some may people may believe that the tree is God. Their car is their God. Their wife may be their God. Their money may be their God. So,
you know what's funny?
What's going on?
It's crazy because the Bible even says there are many gods.
Uh-huh.
But there is no other God before me. So that's where it gets a little funny at, because it's not saying that there's no other God.
Yeah, he has a point coming from the Bible's point of view. He's right.
Yeah, from the Bible's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Aaron,
mm-hmm.
you're on here, and you always say coming from the Bible's view.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the other view. Take the Bible out. And let me hear you talk about God without the Bible.
Well, I mean, that actually depends on what...
Can you talk about God without the Bible?
Of course, because if...
Give me examples of God without the Bible.
Okay. I can talk to you from the Holy Quran. And,
Listen. Talk about God without no book. Like, don't add no book and talk about God.
Well, that's kind of impossible because the traditional God that everyone knows, the traditional God that everybody knows, it actually is through religion. Now, I can give you some out of the air view the way some people might actually see God without any type of book, but I'm quite sure it's in some type of book somewhere. I may not have read the book, but I'm quite sure any type of definition that I give you of a God is written somewhere in some book in some other religion or in some other belief system.
I believe that.
So do you believe that God had anything to do with the Bible?
Do me personally believe that?
Yes.
No, I don't.
What's your reason why?
Well, like I said, coming from the devil's advocate position on this show, I just want to be clear with everybody. Devil's advocate. Because some people may actually see and they may come to questions, well, if God is a part of the Bible, how come all of the books that was actually written is not a part of the Bible? How come certain books were actually canonized? Once you find out the history about the Bible and find out how it was written and the purpose behind it being written, how old it is, where it came from, every type of different translation that the Bible actually went through, Some would say, well, a God that knows all, a God that is benevolent, a God that sees in the beginning and the past, why and who, mind you, a God who actually, coming from the Bible sense, who actually spoke to people, literally, he literally spoke, audibly spoke to people, why would he take his word and rely it on text? And text is one of the most things that can be easily misinterpreted. Text can easily be the very thing that people won't understand. It could be lost in translation.
God, you're saying that God, he would not be a great God or a all-knowing God if he chose to use a script to influence the world.
Correct. You know why? I will give you an example. I'll give you an example. Okay, for instance.
Because when you go to school, don't you read books to learn and stuff, right?
Correct.
Like when you went to college, you read books, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, I know how you threw that out there. So I'm gonna answer that first, and then I'm gonna come back to my statement.
Okay.
Well, you have to understand this is when it becomes, you start to get into the hermeneutics of the Bible. And if you are comparing textbooks to the Bible, the textbooks actually are more dependable and more reliable than the Bible is, because the Bible has no outside sources besides itself. The only thing the Bible can actually source is itself. It cannot be sourced by anything else. Now, hold on. Textbooks, you can actually source it through other textbooks. You can actually attest to it through other textbooks. The Bible, you can't, because it's its own source. The only way you can correct or not correct the Bible is because of the Bible.
Because it comes from the Creator. How can you...
That's what you believe, and I'm trying to make the point of, if this is a book of a creator, I do not believe that a creator would leave his true found word, the very thing that we are to live by and judge our life and do everything else based on our life.
But let's listen to this. You know what's so deep about that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear that the creation right now is making that statement. What was created is making that statement.
Yeah. Someone who actually believes the Bible.
No, but I'm saying the creation,
that's coming from
that
type of mentality.
Though, what was created is making that statement. See, I
okay,
believe
but
that God
what
is
does
all
that
knowing.
Have to do with the Bible?
Put it this way. This is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this. I believe that the more man thinks that what he knows is greater than what God has done or what you learned, because when you were first born, right,
mm-hmm.
and you started to grow up, you didn't believe that. What you believe?
I didn't
now.
Believe what?
You didn't believe that, you know, like, why would a God who's creator of all use a Bible to influence the world or man or expect
well, these,
us to follow?
These are questions. Listen, hold on. These are questions, and I promise I'll let you finish your statement, but these are questions that a lot of the creation,
let's keep that clear,
that may believe or that may not believe, because the evidence doesn't point to that. So I'm actually asking questions based on all of these people who actually do not accept it because of the fallacy that they see through text. Because text can be easily lost in translation. It happens all the time. So you're talking about a first century book that literally is outdated in every sense of the word.
I'm saying that God is greater than any flaw or any deceptive device that man can do to try to alter God's agenda
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Because he's the creator. He created
everything. But how do
everything.
You know that, though? How do you – you don't know that. You just believe that,
no, but,
correct?
But check this. How do you not know that?
My question is, how do
you know?
You know?
It seems like man, in his little intellect, which seems to me it traps him in a prison, he tries to use as many things as he's learned to try to prove God wrong than to try to prove him right. It seems like
it's easier
for man to try not to believe in God.
But it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with God per se. It doesn't have anything. Like people, there are some people.
It has a lot to do with God.
No, listen. There are some people that.
It has a lot to do with God.
Yes, I'm quite sure there it is, but a lot of people don't necessarily their whole life is not trying to disprove God. What happens is they come to a place where they start to see that certain things cannot be true because it doesn't add up. But most people
it doesn't add up. Some things right now. First of all, the reason why it seems like a lot of people give up, just like the story of Noah. In the Bible, right? If when it say it rained 40 days, 40 nights, and it flooded, and but he was preaching that message, saying that it was going to rain for years and years and years, different generations, people being born in generations and hearing that it's going to flood, and no one believed it because there was no proof to prove it. They couldn't see it. It had never happened. But then when it finally happened, it was too late.
But
it was already happening.
But you are talking about, you're actually talking about
talking
a story
about,
in the, you're talking about a story in the Bible.
Which
that,
you would say
that
is an untrue story.
That you
right?
say is true. But a lot of people in the world may not believe that story to be true. You can't prove it to be true because there's no other source to prove it.
But listen to this. Even if the majority of the people in the world don't believe it, doesn't mean that it's not true. Just because it's true or not true. With great degrees and great men who have wrote many novels and books and studied in the greatest libraries all over the world and done a whole bunch of stuff, just because they have done all that, it seems like man will put more credit in that man's accomplishments of what he studied versus God. It seems like because I haven't seen God, I haven't touched him, but so he is no way possible that he can exist. God can't exist because
some people believe
I
that.
Can't prove his existence. My thing
and
is,
and some people believe that, and some people see it that way.
Yeah, that's some people, but all of these are the creation. And I'm like this. It's
the creation based on your belief, not the world's belief. That's your belief, and people who believe like you.
But listen,
some people may not see it like that.
But listen, but the Bible even speaks of that, though.
You keep reciting the Bible.
You can't even talk about God. You couldn't even talk about God without the Bible or without using a book. You can't even have a discussion about God without it.
But you can't even talk about God without the Bible. But whether or not, yes, I can talk about God without the Bible because the Bible wasn't always here. The Bible was not always here.
Give me information about the God that you're talking about without the Bible. Like, talk
about God without
His Word.
The Holy Quran is not the Bible.
How can you talk about God without His Word?
Because the Holy Quran is not the Bible.
No,
Mormonism is
not
necessarily considered the Bible.
No, but you're still talking about a book, though.
But you are referring. Okay, do you accept the Holy Quran to be the Word of God?
You're still talking about a book.
Do you accept the Holy Quran to be the Word of God? Do you?
You said, do I accept the word of God to be
no,
the Holy Quran?
Do you, believe the Holy Quran
does.
To be the Word
no,
of God?
A Muslim does.
Exactly. So I can talk about God without having the Bible in it.
No, hold up. Even Muslims use the Bible.
I'm not. You asked me talk about God without the Bible.
Take away every book. That's what I'm saying.
I can't do that because I just told you previously.
Well, you can't do it because everyone tries to discredit the Bible. You try to discredit the Bible and, like, it's not true. So talk about God without it.
I can talk about God any way I want. I can say God is the internet. And through this internet, God has many sources of connecting to his people. I didn't use the Bible. I didn't use a particular book. It's just my preference on how I view God.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, right, the only way you can do that now.
No, I just did it.
No,
it's not the only
way
because
I
can keep doing it.
No, the only way you can do that is because you have heard of the Bible. The Bible gave you your first example of God.
Oh, me personally, of course, yes. But I'm not talking about me.
So
I'm talking about the whole world.
You can play in different scenarios.
No, but I'm talking about the whole world. Can I ask you the question? You keep referring to the Bible as this book that always existed. Do you know how old the Bible actually is?
No, listen. No, you got to understand.
So, with that being said,
let me tell you what I believe. Let me tell you what I believe. See, it's different. Mm-hmm. See, when you look at the Bible, you look at the Bible as an actual book that's written. Right?
That's what it is.
Which it is a book that's written. See, but I look at the Bible as God's word that existed before an actual book was ever written.
But you believe that. That's not proof.
You can believe
anything you want to believe, but that's not proof. I can't go somewhere down in history
God's not proof because God existed before the Bible was written.
Understand something. You are saying, you are making a statement and asserting it to be true based on your belief, and you can't do that. That's all I'm saying.
Hold up. Listen. That's what you're doing. You're saying I can't do that. Why are you saying I can't do that? Because you keep using the world.
Because you cannot assert fact based on your own personal belief.
No, we're not talking about, I'm talking about truth. I told you from the beginning, you asked me what do I believe.
And I told you
I believe in the God of Abraham, Jacob, and I told you that. So we done established that. So when I'm having a conversation with you, I'm going to speak to you from the realm of that. I'm not going to speak from nothing else because I'm speaking about the God that I serve, the God that I love, the God that brought me salvation, the God that redeemed mankind. I'm talking about that God. So you can't take me outside of that because if you take
me outside of that, it's
no use of having a conversation.
I'm not taking you outside of that.
I'm telling everyone out here on the radio that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what I believe.
Yes, and that's good.
You can't expect me to talk from a realm of something else when that's what I represent. That I'm an ambassador for that. I represent Christ. So that's what I'm going to
speak about. And
there's
nothing wrong with that. The only thing that I'm telling you is that you can't assert true facts based on your belief. You may tell people what you believe, but once you assert fact on it, that's when it becomes an issue.
Is there a difference between the truth and a fact?
Well, I mean, you can play on words on it, but
I'm just saying though, is there a difference between the truth and a fact?
It can be, yes, but a fact could be
that Aaron's DNA was found on a murdered body, right? Which would make everyone believe that Aaron killed that person or murdered that person because they could find evidence of their DNA at the crime scene and you would be a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But just because that's a fact doesn't mean that it's the truth that you murdered her.
Exactly.
Or them. So what I'm saying, I understand the fact. I'm saying,
you just proved my point.
But my whole thing is like this.
I'm saying that Jesus is the way.
I know you're saying that.
The truth.
I know you're saying that. I've been saying that ever since, you know, I was born. Listen, you got to understand something. I have been saying that, and many people and many Christians and many followers of the faith have been believing that for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. But just like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Now,
No, I didn't say that.
My thing is,
about a fact and the truth. You said that. I said there's a difference between a fact and the truth. I'm not stating that it's a fact. I'm saying that it's the truth.
You were trying to insert a fact.
No, a truth.
Truth, fact, truth.
No, it's a difference.
In a lot of ways, it's the same thing. It's just according to how you use it.
No. It all depends on how it is. The truth is the truth.
Exactly, how you use it.
But the truth is the truth. Whether it's proven, whether the truth is proven.
It's truth and it's fact that I love ice cream cake. But it may not be a truth and a fact to you. It's the same thing. It's just all dependent on how you use it.
I hear what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. But you gotta understand this. In my belief, I understand that everyone is not going to accept it. Mm-hmm. I understand that everyone is not going to accept God. I understand that everyone is not going to accept His word. I understand that there are people that are going to look at man searching and studying the Bible and the flaws that he says he's found in the Bible. I know he will use that, and it will alter people's faith or change them from believing the way they once believed. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I also believe, too, and this is what I believe, that the enemy, which is the devil, I do believe that there is Satan. I do believe that there is demonic forces in this world. I do believe that there is wickedness in high places, you know what I mean? And I do believe that even the devil can appear like an angel of light. It doesn't have to look bad to be bad. And I do believe that it is the enemy's job to try to distort the truth of God by man's philosophies and by man's discoveries, so-called discoveries. He tries to the Bible is constantly, God's word is constantly under attack by man's intellect. And that's why I wanted to have this discussion on the air about man versus God, who wins. If you read the thing on the site, I've told you who I believe wins.
And everything everything that you're saying is true. Everything that you're saying is true, yes. But it's like you said, it's true to you because you say man or God. So then a lot of people will oppose you the question and I'm not saying they're asking you. They're just saying in general sense, with God, because there are so many gods to try to prove right or try to prove wrong. Now, I know.
Wait.
I know what God you believe in. I already know that. But since we are talking and since we are on air, there may be some people who actually believe in other types of gods. And if that's the case, then those people you may have to address too. I'm not just taking the faith side. I am taking everybody else's. No. I am taking everybody else's side. They may pose these questions. They may ask these questions. The only thing that I'm doing, we already know where you stand because, like you said, is actually on you.
But it's just about me, though.
I'm talking about you in the sense of people who follow the same faith you follow.
Oh, yeah, because I want to.
But I'm saying that there are lots of people out there that may not actually believe how you believe. So then when you say God, their view of God is something totally different.
All right.
So if their view of God is totally, if their view of God is totally different.
Let's say your car is your God. Let's say car is your God, right?
Well,
right.
Your car can actually be your God.
Say that again?
Your car cannot actually be your God.
It can't be your God?
No, it can't.
Why? You can't worship? Why can't?
Because something you worship doesn't necessarily have to be God.
But hold up. You just said that my God might not be somebody else's God, but how about their God is their car? They say that their God is their car.
Well, okay, well, then if you honestly believe that your God is your car, then you're crazy. And you really need to seek some counsel.
So now you're offending someone out there.
Yes, I am.
Their car is their God.
Yes, and I will proudly say that they're crazy, because if somebody believes that the whole world, because when you refer to God, 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying all the time, but 9 times out of 10, when people refer to God, the broad definition of a God is the entity that actually created the world or actually got the world started. And if you believe that your car actually started the whole world and actually have all of these questions based on real theological questions.
The car starts up and it can take them places. And they look at it like, listen, the God that created this world, he's now, it's my duty is to worship this car. This is my idol now. This is what I send my praise and worship through.
No, see, you are looking at it from your fake perspective, how you may view things I'm talking about the entity that actually created the world.
How many gods are they? Are there?
Many types of gods.
All right.
But nobody in their right mind, you can ask anybody, nobody refers to their car as their God. That's people. No, and that's why I said people that do need to seek some type of psychiatric help. Because if you refer to the entity that actually abrupted this world as your car, then you have a problem.
Yeah, but how about they look at their car as like, they, all right, my car did create the world, but it's still
and like I said, you have. I will tell anybody who says that their car created the world has a problem. Yes, I would.
But anyone who won't call them. So, but like, a person who is of believing a different God that's not a car, you won't call them crazy.
It depends on what they view as their God. If they think that their television is their God, I would think that they're crazy too.
So I'm saying, do you think Christians are crazy?
Some type of Christians, yes, very crazy.
Because of what? Because they believe in a God that they never seen? Is it because of that?
No. It has nothing to do with that. There are some Christians, for instance, you have certain type of Christians that believe certain type of ways. And, yes, I would think that they're crazy. There are snake-handling Christians, and because in the Bible it says somewhere, I believe it's in Mark or Matthew, I think, where it talks about, if you find out and if you read more about the hermeneutics of the Bible, that wasn't even the original story of the Bible. It was actually added on later on. But anyway, people who actually say that in the last days you will be able to handle serpents and they will bite you, but you will not be harmed, then there are snake-handling Christians that are out there that, you know, live in remote areas, you know, in the far west or south or wherever, and they actually believe that if they handle snakes that they will not be poisoned and they won't die. And people have died doing that. Do I think they're crazy? Definitely. Are they a part of a Christian sect? Yep. There are the people that were in Waco, Texas. They were actually part of a Christian cult that they actually killed themselves Well, I don't necessarily know if the Waco, Texas one, but it was a cult that actually killed themselves because they thought the world was about to end. Do I think that they're crazy? Yes, I do.
But listen, let me tell you this, though. But listen to this. First of all, according to the Bible, right, does Christians teach suicide?
Yes, they do.
Does the God of the Bible it teaches suicide?
It doesn't teach it, but it does condone it in some areas of the Bible. Yes, it does.
Where?
Can you think of any? If you can't think
of,
I'll
tell you.
I will. I definitely will. Believe me, I will.
I don't want to go around it. I want you to answer that.
Around
the bush. I need you
Can you think of anybody in the Bible that actually committed suicide?
No, I need you. I need you to
answer that for you.
Judas committed suicide.
No, okay, well,
Judas hung himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he hung himself.
And
okay.
But I'm talking about
God actually condoned it. Did Jesus Christ teach suicide? That suicide is okay.
I'm telling you where it was actually condoned by God, and where it was condoned
where
by
was
God.
Where was it condoned by God at?
Was the story of Samson.
All right, and what happened?
Well, for people out there who don't know the story of Samson, Samson was, I think he was a Nazarite. He was a Nazarene, and he basically had vows that he had to keep. One of his vows was not to cut his hair. God actually, I believe, if I could be wrong, but God gave him the ability of having, you know, strength, like overwhelmingly superhuman strength. Okay, and his powers, his supernatural powers, lied in his hair.
Uh-huh.
So, he met what's her name, Delilah. Was it? I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he met Delilah, and Delilah actually convinced him to tell her his secret of where his strength lied in. He told her his secret, which was in his hair. She cut his hair, and he lost his strength. After that, they actually took him captive. I forget which people actually took him captive, but the people took him captive, and when they took him captive, they blinded him, and they beat him, and they did, you know, all types of stuff to him, and he locked him up. Well, hey, Zoe. So what happened was he asked God one more time if he can give him strength so he may kill himself and take out everybody else that was around him. And God,
uh-huh.
God granted him that power. And he killed himself with a lot of the people that the enemies Samson at the time. That was
uh-huh.
the story. So he actually committed suicide, and God granted him the power to do so, to take out his enemies with him. That's committing suicide, taking your
okay.
own life.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying, no, committing suicide.
Oh, and then not only that, but Jesus as well. Some people may not accept it to be suicide. Some people may see it as being, you know, as being
let's
a
not,
martyr.
Let's not trick stuff. Let's be for real. Let's be for real. Is a principle? Is the principles of God?
Mm-hmm.
Does God lay His principles and His standards and His commandments for man to kill himself?
In His commandments.
No.
It doesn't say not one time in any of the 613 commandments, thou shalt not kill yourself. It doesn't say it.
It says thou shalt not kill, period.
Whoa. What do you mean thou shalt not kill, period? If that
no,
was
says,
the case.
No, what I'm saying, no. You're running around. What I'm saying
is. I'm not running around. I'm answering
your
question.
You're not answering my question. I'm saying it's the principles of God in Christ that when you become a Christian or whatever, you're in Him, that
mm-hmm.
it's your response. Like, I need you to kill yourself. I need you to commit suicide.
No, that's not.
So that's That's my whole point. So
no, but hold on.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. So if there was a sect of Christians, and
yes.
hear me, if there was a mm-hmm. sect of Christians or so-called Christians that taught that, listen, we're going to kill ourselves, we're going to drink this poison and die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to die. I'm going to tell you that they were mentally lost.
And that's what I said earlier.
No, they were mentally lost. And I'm going to say that they weren't Christians.
What you mean talking about they weren't Christians? Yes.
They weren't
okay,
Christians.
So my question to you is, so my question
Christ.
To you is, what
they
is the definition of a
Christ.
What is the definition of
Christ.
A Christian?
Christ does not lead you to drink poison and kill yourself. They were following somebody else. They were deceived.
Whether or not someone,
how can you argue
whether
that?
Or not someone misinterprets the word, which can easily be done because it's a very arbitrary book.
If you're the one, you're supposed to be following Christ, and you're following His standards, right? And you're
yes.
and you're following His word. You know, in His word, it does not say take poison and kill yourself.
It says, what it does say is, you can actually be bit by poisonous snakes and you will be okay. And that's what some people do. Because some people respond to the word that way.
They can take it that way, but you got to understand, too. It's not just talking.
No, they don't take it that way. That's what the word says.
It's not just talking. Hold up. It's talking spiritual, too. You understand? It's spiritual, too.
Whether it's talking spiritual, whether it's talking whatever, they take the word just as literal as you do in certain aspects. So you can't knock them for doing that.
You
can't.
You got to understand. This is no. Yes, I can knock them for doing that.
No, you can't.
Because God doesn't say, all right, let's have a service and let's fill the church up with snakes.
Of course he doesn't say that, because now you are taking it in his literal sense, saying if God didn't specifically say this, then God didn't mean that. No, you can't say that, because God doesn't say that in a lot of stuff.
God did not mean, all right, have service of snakes, throw them up in the air, and if the snake bites you, you're not saved. But if it doesn't bite you, you're saved. Or you're holding on your liver right.
That has nothing to do with what I said. That has nothing to do with what I mean personally. I said,
yo, I done seen documentaries on that. If the snake bites you, if the snake, they look at this, if they in the service and the snake bite them, it's sin in their life. Or they're doing something wrong. Like
yeah, but that's
wrong.
Not
but
always
the
case.
Bite you,
that's
you
not always
the
case
is
because,
the case.
Ho, that's not always the case because I actually
and
seen documentaries on it as well.
Yo, you're not supposed to tempt God either. You're not supposed to just come and be like, all right, since the Bible said that we can
you're not supposed to tempt God. What's that mean?
A baby and put it inside of a tank full of snakes because the Bible said that it's not going to be bitten and do that. Come on, man. Like, you can't
yeah?
do that. And that's
wait.
Hold on. That's not rightly dividing the word of truth. That's not right there. That's not
how in
the, word
in the
of
world?
Truth.
How in the world can you say rightly dividing when somebody else sees it entirely different and it works for them? Rightly dividing it in their way, it works for them. Whether or not it's killing themselves, whether or not it's putting themselves in harm, danger, whatever.
We're not supposed to study the Bible for it. Just,
Jay. Jay, hold on. I have a question for you. I have another scenario, for instance. Let's just say that I believe that I am an evangelist, okay? God spoke to me and told me that I am an evangelist.
Uh-huh.
And now, God told me and spoke to me and said, I want you to go to the most roughest and toughest and the most dangerous places on this earth. I want you
mm-hmm.
to go there, and I
mm-hmm.
want you to preach my word. So the
mm-hmm.
person does, and the person preaches for, you know, a couple of years, and
uh-huh.
you know, everything's fine. He preaches. And one day, he goes to a very, very, very bad part of the world or a very bad neighborhood, and he gets shot in the head.
And he died.
What do you say? Yeah, and so what do you say about him?
I say, this is what I say about him. This
uh-huh.
is what I say about him. his life is not his own. And if he, if God told him to go there and he did that and he preached for those years, he touched whoever he was supposed to touch, and man is not going to live forever.
Now, check this out. Now, okay, cool. Now, what if that, what if an, another person, example, he says, you know what, God told me to snake handle, and because people do not believe the way I truly believe God exists, they need some type of miraculous evidence, because miracles are for the unbelievers. So he does it for the same number of years, 2 years. Never he actually gets bit. He never dies. You know, he's good. One day he actually gets bit and he dies. But he's been doing it for 2 years. What do you say to him?
What you mean, what do I say to him?
Exactly. What do you, the same way I ask you, what do you
no,
say about the guy who was actually, what do you say about him?
It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that judgment. If he died, he died. It was his time to go.
No, I'm not talking about if he dies, it's time to go.
My thing is like this. If God sent him to handle snakes for 2 years, and you're saying that's the example that you use, that God sent him to handle snakes.
Yep.
So since that's the example you're using, and he was there for 2 years and didn't get bit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 2 years and 1 day, he got bit and he died.
Yep.
It was his purpose that he handled those snakes for 2 years and
but
that
you
he died
just now
on that
said,
next day.
You just now said that those people who actually handle those snakes are crazy.
No, it's not in the Bible to do that.
You
just used an example. You said if God told him. Don't try to trick my words around. You the one
I'm not tricking. I'm just using the same example.
That's why I just said, since you said that God sent, you the one used that example.
Yes, I used it because you totally disagreed with it prior to.
I don't believe that God is going to send someone to handle snakes. I don't believe
it
that.
It doesn't make a difference what you believe or not.
No, but what I'm saying, though, if he did.
Because I may not believe.
Listen, put it this way. If God did send the person with that, whatever God does or what he chooses to do, there is purpose behind it. So there is a purpose.
Of course, you will say that now, but you didn't say that prior to.
The purpose is not whether we live or die according to the assignment that he sends us on. So if I survive my assignment for 5 years and I die in the 6 years, that don't mean that it wasn't an assignment from God.
How would you know it's actually an assignment from God if behind it you actually die? And some people say, well, you know, the Bible doesn't necessarily teach that. Hold up.
Jesus had an assignment from God.
Yes.
He died. The apostles had an assignment from God. They died.
Christians believe that.
But certain sects of Muslims, certain sects of Buddhists, certain sects of other people will not believe that. Yes, you're looking at death as discrediting the assignment. Death can't discredit my assignment. That's what you just did when you talked about a snake handler before I gave you the example. I did not listen. I said this. If a snake handler died, because you used the snake handler thing, you used that example. And you said if God sent him.
And you were totally against it.
Hold up. I could have kept arguing with you, with God not going to send him.
But that's what you said.
I didn't go that route because I answered your question. If God sent him, before that, you said that God is not going to handle snake handling. So let me ask you this. Why would you ask me the question if I said that God is not going to send him? You already know I believe that. But then you want to still ask the question.
You know why I asked the question?
If I wouldn't have answered the question, you would have been like, now you're avoiding the question. You can't answer the question? Come on, man, listen.
But you have to understand something. I used the other example as well when I was referring to, because
both of them.
Because then Yes, because being an evangelist, because being an evangelist is more realistic to how we were raised and brought up. So that would never be considered as a snake handler.
But you got people that call themselves an evangelist who handle snakes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not in the title. I'm talking about a real assignment from God. I'm not talking about someone who's faking.
I'm not talking about faking it either.
Right?
I'm not doing all that stuff. I'm talking about people who really believe that.
See, hold up. The thing. It's easy. It's good when you can play the devil's advocate, right? Because
yeah.
In actuality, you wouldn't believe that God even gives man an assignment.
What do you mean? I wouldn't believe that.
Do you believe that God gives man's assignments?
God could do anything.
No. I'm asking
he
you.
Wants.
Do you believe
and I'm
that
telling
God
you, God
can
do anything. And I'm saying God can do anything God chooses to do. Give,
he can do
give
anything
assignments,
he chooses to do.
Take assignments away. Do miracles. Don't do miracles. Make
so you,
people
so
believe.
Do you believe in miracles?
Make people not believe.
Do you believe in miracles?
Of course I believe in miracles.
Okay. I mean, that's a great thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like me, see, the thing about me, we're on this talk radio show, and the thing I like about the show is where we could talk and we could feel free to talk and we don't have to, you know, hide behind anything. Like me, I'm not hiding behind my faith. I represent what I represent. So I don't have to peek around the corner. You know what I'm saying, and or speak what I stand for from a distance. I'm up in front of mine. Like if I believe what I believe it. You know
and
what
that's,
I'm saying?
That's beautiful because you.
I'm not over here playing
around. Easy. It's actually easy, very easy for someone to believe and be very very blunt about something that they believe if their belief is actually it actually matches the talk show that they're on. So if I'm on a Christian talk show, I'm gonna be proud to be a Christian. If I was actually on a talk show that was that actually condoned homosexuality, I would be a proud homosexual. But if I was on a talk show that actually didn't condone homosexuality and I actually was a homo, I wouldn't necessarily be comfortable expressing who I really was on that show.
But listen, my thing is like this. But if you were on that show and if you really represent yourself and you really true to yourself, it shouldn't matter. You're supposed to represent who you are.
Yeah, you can say that.
And not hide behind it.
You can definitely say that.
But you
are not the person
God.
Who actually suffers. Excuse
what
me?
You mean? What you mean suffer? What you mean suffer?
You are not
hold
the
up,
person.
Hold up. Believing in God and believing and having faith comes with a price. Everyone
I'm,
don't
I'm,
like people
I'm,
who
I'm
believe
quite,
in God.
I'm,
it comes
I'm,
with
I'm,
a whole
I'm,
lot.
I'm quite
you know
sure, but I'm
you
telling
the
you.
Churches,
but I'm telling you. The actual station that you're on, the actual station that me and you are talking on, it's actually abrupt around the faith that we believe. So
hold
if
up,
that's the
but
case,
you understand.
If that's the case, it would be very, very easy for me to be very, very proud and very, very bold
well,
on what
I'm
I believe.
Proud. I'm proud. I'm the host of Dirty Church Radio, right? But check this. Say if we go to McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And the owner, he owns McDonald's, right?
Yep.
And the owner is a Christian, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody that comes that eats in that McDonald's ain't going to be no Christian.
Yeah, but they are also not confessing their faith when they go to McDonald's either. They're going there to buy a hamburger. That's it.
But what I'm saying is like this, though. But what I'm saying, though, regardless if I'm a Christian or not, you can come into my atmosphere and still receive something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's totally understandable.
You could come on this show. You could come on this show or comment on this show and make a statement. Right now, if a person called on here, he could be an atheist, he could be a hater, I mean, he could be whatever. What he calls and says is not going to stop me from being who I am. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say that. I'm not saying that at all. It's not going to stop. But one thing like this. I'll let anyone come on here and say what they want to say, as long as they keep it in the most respectful way that they can. You know,
that has nothing to do with the statement that you just made or that we were just talking about.
This is what I'm saying. No, you're saying that since this is a Christian, or you want to call this a Christian radio station, I don't look at it just as a Christian radio station. I look at it as I'm a man, all right, my faith is I'm a minister, you know what I mean? I have a faith, but I have a life too. Every time I have a conversation, it's not just about the Bible. We may be talking about sports sometimes. We're going to talk about different scenarios. So it's just trying to impart peace amongst mankind.
And that's awesome. And that's actually a good thing. The only thing that I'm saying, and the reason why I'm here as a co-host, is because I want to be the person who actually is going to ask the questions that maybe people who struggle with their faith, or people that don't believe at all, or people that may come from another faith. I'm the one that's actually going to ask those type of questions, so that if someone's listening that actually falls in those type of categories, if something that me and you may talk about, and it's a question that I actually pose to you dealing with a situation that they may have coming from a place of non-belief or coming from a place of a different faith, then I'm going to ask it, and we're going to talk about it. And hopefully, you know, they can learn something from it, or they can go and ask whoever they may or need to ask, you know, in their local churches or their parents or whomever, their best friend, I don't care. But that's, I think, my job here as a co-host is to actually
represent those people. But even in the midst of all of that, when it's all said and done, I pray that when people are listening to this show, that when they leave off, they don't leave in a confused place. I'm not trying to actually just leave people confused or actually perform a surgery, right? Perform a surgery and walk away from the table and leave people wide open, exposed to infection.
That's why I think that it would actually be more constructive if my view or the view that I'm trying to explain is actually just that. And your view is your view. And basically what we're trying to do is come to an understanding of why do I see it this way? Why do I believe this way? Or why do I understand it or don't understand it? You know, I think that's where it should come. Yes, no,
that's what I'm talking about. Yes, I totally agree with that. I fully agree with that. That I just don't want to talk, and we don't get nowhere. Because my thing is like this. Let's just say if I'm a caller and I'm listening in, and right now I was raised in church and I've had some bad experiences in church.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear some experiences that other people may have went on, and how they overcame them, and what is their life like since those experiences? Have they ever made it back to church, or do they still choose not to go? Or if I was a bad husband and I cheated on my wife plenty of times, and I ain't been a good father, can we talk about some things that can make that man want to step his game up? Can we make that, you know what I mean? Those type of things. We'll talk about the scenarios of the bad, what wasn't, what was. But listen, all right, what bridge are we going to leave for to help people get over from one side to another? And I'm not just talking about the side of faith. I'm just talking about the side of life, getting from a place that they really don't want to be at to a better place.
The only thing, and that's when I say you make a false representation of yourself, because just listen.
I don't like that word, a false.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
Did you just hear what I just said and you say a false representation of myself?
Listen, because I want you to be clear. Listen.
That's crazy, man.
I want you to be clear on the reason why. Yes.
Hello?
Man versus God, who wins?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
How's it going, Apostle Young?
Yeah, how you doing, man? Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm just tuning in, so I'm trying to catch up right quick because I see you only got about four, maybe 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Let's just remember the Bible said, "Come and let us reason together."
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I see you got Jay stirred up, Aaron.
I know.
You know Jay ain't the one to be falling for the hokey though.
Yo, did you hear how he just came at me, yo? See,
yeah, I heard. But see, now check this out. You have to understand. Listen. You have to
come at me sideways, man.
Listen. You have to understand something. When I say you make a false representation of yourself, when you say that you actually want to help somebody and you're not necessarily coming from a particular faith to help them, I believe that you are. Because your faith determines your answers.
You,
that's all I'm saying.
I can help you without forcing scriptures down your mouth.
No, I'm not saying scriptures.
Everything that a Christian does, everything that I have to do to help somebody, I have to come with 1,000 scriptures.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. Now you're acting like a wife at times. I didn't put those words here. I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that. The only thing that I'm saying.
Yo, man, I represent God.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I represent helping people. I represent doing
exactly.
My part.
And what I'm saying is,
the word false, like false, that's not, when you hear Jermaine, when you hear Minister Jay, that word doesn't even fit in the same sentence.
Because you're
so
not
you're
looking at
the
it
word
from
to try to sound like you were saying something.
No, but I was saying something though.
What?
I keep trying to tell you.
Okay, well, let the brother say what he got to say, so then, Jay, you can go ahead and defend whatever
you
need to
defend.
Well, you know
what? I'm going to tell you, brothers, right? Listen like this. We got 30 seconds, man. Everyone out there that was tuning in, I hope that y'all got a little something out of it. Don't take it. I don't want anyone out there to be offended because we raise our voices and we get a little excited. This is what we do on the regular.
Yeah, this is what we do on a consistent basis. We all love each other. We are definitely brothers, you know what I'm saying? And this is just how we communicate to each other.
But y'all be blessed. Just tune in tomorrow. The time and everything will be broadcast. God bless. Hello?
Yeah.
Lou, you still on there?
Yeah. I should have been on this joint earlier, yo.
Yo, I'm telling you, Jay.
Yo, this is going to be crazy right here.
Yo, Jay, listen, let me tell you something, Jay. This is going to be that show. I'm telling you,
for
yo.
For real.
And Lou, listen. I'm going to tell you something. I know exactly how to talk to Jay. Now, I know if I actually sat here and agreed with everything he said, the show would be boring.
He got the right one on here today, yo. I told him that yesterday. I was like, yo, this show going to be crazy. You and Aaron?
I want you and Aaron to be the co-hosts. I want You know what I mean? Lou is a co-host and Aaron. And we all three of us could be on here because now we get we got an apostle. You know what I mean? On here.
Well, we definitely got to have somebody else who kind of leans more on my side as well. We can't have two against one all the time.
No, it ain't never two against one, dog.
It's
because one thing about me, if you saying something that I agree with, I'm gonna be like, well, I gotta agree with him.
I feel, and that's what I'm thinking. I think it'd be great. Right now, before we bring a fourth person in, you know what I mean? Before we bring a fourth person in, you know what I mean? We're gonna bring a fourth person in just yet. We're going to start it right here with this three. Aaron, me, and Lou. And I think it'll get real deep. You know what I'm saying? And the whole time, Aaron, we're going to talk. And it's not like the whole time I'm on here, I'm going to just be coming at you and not agreeing with every. You know, it's like that. But you see how it gets? People will want to come in here and listen to this, man.
Of course. Of course, it's two people going at it. Come on, man. That's just like you said, people are always going to be attracted to controversy. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how the human mind operates.
Exactly.
And the bottom line is, man, when you sharing knowledge, whether you agree with the knowledge or disagree, it's still knowledge.
Exactly, you're right.
You know what I mean?
So indeed.
And I think that's what's going to make people tune in and hear what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
how did you know, Lou, that we were
I wish you could do another one today.
I know, yo.
No, I can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's make another one happen tonight.
You should
man.
Do another
a continuation.
One. You should do another one, man.
I got right now, my thing is upgraded up to, I got 2 hours a day. We just did 90 minutes, so I got another 30 minutes left I could do for the day. You know what I mean? And then we could finish. We got a whole another 2 hours for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Now should we do one? Okay, what's your schedule like tonight, Aaron? Like 11 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm good. 11 o'clock, I'm good.
I say we should do one tonight at 11 o'clock, and that way we got enough time to go on Facebook and you know, pub it
post
up.
Post it up, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yo, Jay, where's Vaughn, yo? You think you slick. You was trying your hardest to put me on the spot in a lot of situations, yo.
That's dirty shirt.
He was trying to put me on the spot. He was like, are you saying that you don't believe? Oh, do you believe in miracles or not? Come on, man. They gonna ask you questions like that, yo.
Yo, when Jake is silent on you, you already know. He already thinking of the next thing he gonna say.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, I had fun with that though, man. I enjoyed that, man. For real.
No, yo, listen, man. I'm telling you, this is gonna be really like it might be kind of crazy, man. This joint might be kind of crazy. It might be mad popular, yo, and, like, give it, like, a few weeks to a month, yo.
Yeah, a few weeks, man. But the thing, man, all of us is going to have to spread the news. Like, all your friends.
Yeah,
I'm
about to post it on Facebook right now.
Yeah, man. I'm
tune in to Dirty Church Radio, you know what I mean? For real, man. And then, matter of fact, I'm going to end this episode, right? Once I end this episode, we ain't going to be able to hear each other. Through the call, but I'm gonna create the other one and then I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna post it on Facebook and then I'm gonna call y'all so y'all can go and see what it's gonna be.
Alright.
You know what I mean? But hold up. Do y'all wanna continue this topic?
Yeah, of course. We gotta finish it.
So it's gonna be God versus man. Man versus God part 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Part 2. That's what it's going to be. So I'm about to create that right now, and I'm going to post it. All
right.
And I'm going to hit y'all right. I'm going to hit y'all right back and let y'all know.
All right, then.
All right, cool.
All right, peace.
All right.